Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. This past fall, CEF of Illinois had a Kids Matter Most conference with George Barna as our guest speaker. In between his two sessions, we shared a ministry presentation of Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Illinois of what God is doing in reaching children for Christ. We began with a short video and then had a testimony by one of our supporting church partnerships from Paris, Illinois, Pastor Rick Cook. We hope you enjoy as you listen to how God is changing lives and reaching children for Christ through the ministry outreach of CEF in Illinois.
This is John. He's 21. He's never met Jesus. It's possible he never will. He's already formed his beliefs. His heart is hard. He no longer believes God is good. He's not alone. You can share the gospel with them, and you should. But according to George Barna, what you believe by the time you were 13 is what you will die believing. After the age of 19, someone's probability of accepting Christ drops to just 6%, leaving John on a path to a Christless eternity. How do you change his future? Let's go back in time to when John was a child. He never went to church. His mom doesn't trust them. So let's find his public school and establish a Bible club down the hall. There, someone introduces him to Jesus, who takes his life in a new direction. John's so excited, he tells his friends. One of them comes to Christ. His mother sees the change in his life. When he asks to go to church, she comes too, and she comes to Christ. And it all began in a public school Good News Club. But where did that club come from? Let's go back in time again. This is Jane's second year with Child Evangelism Fellowship. CEF trained her, created the materials to equip her and her team as they teach, and helps her raise support to work with children full time. Jane is not alone. Her church partners with CEF to host and staff Good News Clubs in two other schools. And around the world, hundreds of thousands of Christians do the same, evangelizing children, discipling them, and establishing them in local churches. As God transforms children's lives in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and around the world, making the appointments and adjustments to bring the right person into the right life at the right time. Some he calls as children, some as adults, but for each he changes the line of their lives forever, threading them into a beautiful tapestry. This is his work. But he invites us to be his agents, to join him in taking the gospel to every child, every nation, every day. Because today is someone's future. And this is how you change the future.
I just really am so thankful that George Barna was able to be with us. We scheduled this over a year ago, and it's just so great to have him and how he painted a picture and just reminded us, even with things that maybe we didn't want to be reminded of, but knowing it's important that children's ministry really does matter most. And ultimately, the reason why children matter most is because children matter to Christ. And seeing lives change and transformed by the power of the gospel and the grace of God living in light of the gospel, that is what matters most of all. For the past 81 years, Child Evangelism Fellowship has been committed and seeking to faithfully share the gospel of Jesus Christ with boys and girls around the world. And just this past year, we reached over 22 million children. It's like 22.4 or something like that, million children that heard the gospel worldwide through all of our ministries. And here in Illinois, in our harvest field of Illinois, it's harvest time. I'm a farmer's daughter, and so I love harvest time. It always reminds me of my dad being out there in the combine and so forth. But we're just praising the Lord because we actually saw for the first time in 2 years an increase from our ministry from the year before. And so this year we saw over 10,600 children reached through the gospel of Jesus Christ through all of our ministries combined, through all of our CF chapters, our Camp Good News, and our state office, and our pioneer ministries. And so we just praise the Lord for that. But in addition, we saw over 400 children who made a personal profession of faith in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So we praise the Lord for what He has done. We have a lot of different ministries in CEF, so I'm not going to tick through all of them, but I just want just to briefly just share with you just a few that I want to highlight with you tonight. And first of all is our Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. So let's hear it for Camp Good News and for the ministry that God has blessed us with. For 60 years, over 60 years, we have had this camp ministry that God has given to us as an additional ministry tool to reach out to boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. What I love about our camp ministry, and by the way, this summer we had almost 500 children. Again, we've seen like a 2 or 3 year increase in a row, and almost 500 children came out to our camp and they learned about Jesus. And so one of the things that we do at our camp ministry is we want to encourage and equip the boys and girls to go back home when they leave that 1 week bubble, to go back to their homes and to share with their friends and their families about Jesus. And that's exactly what we see that is happening. For example, we had a 9-year-old girl that contacted our camp director, Chris Kalau, and him and his camp staff, they do a wonderful job. But our director shared with me that this 9-year-old girl, that she somehow got in contact with our camp director and said, you know, when I got back home, I did exactly what you encouraged us to do. And I told my friends about Jesus and I told my family. And just like it says in that video, we really did have a mother that called our camp. And when her daughter came back home from camp from being gone for that week, that she saw such a change in her daughter's life that she realized that there was something that her daughter had that she did not have. And she realized she needed to get her life back on track with the Lord. And so she called the camp to let us know that she wanted to turn her life over to the Lord and also to start going to church again. So we just praise the Lord for what He is doing. But I just want to emphasize that this is not about us. This is not about CEF. This is not about anything that we do. It's all about the power of the gospel to change and transform lives, all by the grace of God. Another one of our key ministries during the summer is our 5-day club ministry. And so that is where we equip high school and college age students. So yes, we're having the camp ministry where the children come to us, but the 5-day clubs is where we go out into the communities, going across Illinois and doing these backyard Bible clubs, these 5-day clubs, and we're encouraging them to our students to go out and take God's word and take the message of the gospel to the boys and girls. And about 3 years ago, we really wanted to strengthen our our middle name is Child Evangelism Fellowship. So we wanted to strengthen our discipleship ministries. And so we started a couple years ago a ministry called the Truth Chasers Club. And this is where children in all of our ministries, we want to enroll them in a Bible, it's like a correspondence course where we send lessons to the children and they do their lessons and they study God's word and get into God's word. And then they send those lessons back to us. And we have volunteers every week that faithfully come to our office and they grade those lessons. Well, one day, it just made our day. We had one of those children. By the way, we've sent out over 3,000 lessons, but we have about 200 children that are very faithful in doing their lessons back and forth and several weeks and every month and so forth. But one of those children, she sent in a note to us, and you can see it up there on the screen, and this is what the child says. It says, "Thank you for the encouraging note and DVD. I really enjoy and memorize God's word." And if that wasn't enough to put a smile on your face, then the child just did a little artwork and did a little stick figure and had a picture of a child and holding an open Bible. And she wrote in the little bubble, it says, "Get into God's word, lesson one." And so it just blesses her heart that we are seeing children out there that are just soaking in God's word and to want to really grow in their relationship with Christ. But I also wanted to share with you that of all of our CF ministries that we have, that one of our most strategic ministries is our after-school good news clubs in the public schools. And right now, this is not just an Illinois thing. This is nationwide. And so since the Supreme Court ruling in 2001 that has opened up the door, we are right now in close to 5,000 elementary schools across the country. And we just praise the Lord for that open door that He has done. And this, really what it is, it's not about our staff doing this, because there's no way, for example, the 70-some schools that we're in Illinois, we cannot do that. That's not even possible. This is a partnership with the local church, partnering together with the body of Christ and equipping them and training them and serving them. And it's like planting a Sunday school in the public school immediately after school. So what I wanted to do tonight is I just want to stop for a second, and I'm going to ask one of our pastors that we have had a long-term relationship with, kind of lost track of how many years, but it's Pastor Rick Cook, and he has come all the way tonight from Paris, Illinois. That's like 3.5, maybe 4 hours away. And so I just asked him to come and share. And by the way, there really is a Paris here in Illinois. And so he's going to come and share from his perspective as a pastor of what the Good News Club looks like in the church partnership. So Pastor Cook.
Before I tell you about our Good News Club, I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for Katrina and all the staff that she leads that do such a great job here in Illinois. Amen. I tell you what, I've never seen such a Christ-like, servant-spirited group of folks. And if you work with them, you're drawn to them because you know they love Jesus Christ. And it's such a wonderful blessing. Well, like Katrina just said, we're about 3 hours away from here, just almost nudged up to the Indiana border, about 15 miles from it. And we're out, actually not in Paris, Illinois. We're about 5 miles north, and all of our neighbors are corn and bean fields. I mean, we're out in the middle of nowhere. There used to be, 100 years ago, there was a community. Several hundred people lived out in that community, and a fairly large church was built at the time. But over the course of time, people moved away, and the church has dwindled. Church, just, you know, like many rural small churches, we've experienced those same kind of things. Our age group is aging rapidly. We're mostly older people in our church. The ones that did have kids, I've been there 12 years, and when we got there, we had some families with kids, but they all made the same choice. They said, we're going to go to churches where our kids have a bigger ministry and where they can have kids their own age. And so we got down a few years ago to where we had almost no children. We've been doing Good News Club for 7 years. I've been there for 12. And so Katrina and Jill came and taught us, and they've come back again. And we appreciate so much what Good News Club, Child Evangelism, has brought to our church. And we're kind of a geriatric bunch. So there are 7 of us that are leaders that go into our little 3rd to 5th grade community school, and we teach our kids and bring them to Christ. We only had 17 on our last Monday's meeting, and 10 of those kids wanted to talk to adults during invitation time about salvation. We had one little girl get saved, and we had 9 other kids that needed to talk about different issues going on in their lives. And even though it's not a lot, we thank God for the opportunity, the impact. And so having a church where you don't have any children, we had typically through the years, like most churches do, have a children's program at Christmas. A couple of years ago, actually it was last Christmas, just before that, we decided that we needed to do something really good for our kids. And so 5.5 years into Good News Club, we had done everything that we thought we could do to get families and get our children to come into church and join us for Sunday school and church and so on and get them into that habit. And nothing was really working. Well, last Christmas time, we had a Christmas Good News Club in our church on a Sunday morning, and where junior church and usually takes place, we had Good News Club. And we worked on it for weeks, getting all the families notified, telling them what was going on. And so that morning came, we had 4 or 5 moms and a whole family join us. And back in the back, we had a good number of our kids that came. And out of that, we were able to go from a church that really didn't have an existing children's ministry anymore to a place where now every week we've got kids from our Good News Club who are coming to church on Sunday morning, and we're able to minister to them Sunday and Monday, and we're rejoicing. It's very much a work in progress, and I very much would appreciate your prayers for our ministry as we pray for each other. But I tell you, God is working. He's so good to us, and we're thankful for his greatness and his blessings. And I thank God for Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Club and the opportunities that the Lord Jesus has provided for us through that. Thank you, Katrina, for letting me share that.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We hope you join us again next week for the second part of our CEF of Illinois ministry presentation that we shared at the George Barna Kids Matter Most Conference. Until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.